If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Badass Women's Hour Extra Bits, our little gift to you podcast subscribers. This week, we're bringing you a bit of Christmas cheer in the form of a really beautiful story. Beam is a social enterprise supporting homeless people back into work, and we meet one woman who has benefited from it.
Underwear, armpit hair, many imitators, but no one compares.
Badass Women's Hour XL with Harriet Minter, Natalie Campbell and Emma Sexton on Talk Radio.
One, two, three, four!
If you have been walking around the streets of London the last few weeks, or probably any city in the UK, you've probably become very aware of the homeless situation. Particularly this time of year, I feel like it's something that you just can't ignore. But we are really lucky to be joined by one brilliant social enterprise that is trying to shift that situation and make a real difference by crowdfunding employment training for homeless people and supporting them into stable and paid work. And now we're joined by Anna and Dakota from Beam. Hello, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Anna, do you want to tell us a little bit about Beam to begin with, what it does and how it works?
Sure. So Beam crowdfunds employment training for homeless people, and it helps them get back into kind of stable, well-paid work so that they can leave homelessness behind for good.
And how do you do that?
So people get referred to us by charity partners across London, and then they would come in to meet with somebody like me, who's a caseworker at Beam, and we'd help them figure out exactly what career they want to go into and what are the kind of financial barriers. So that could be the training course that they need to do, but also things like childcare, travel, equipment. And we'll create them a profile on our website, and members of the public come on and donate, and that's how we help them cover the costs.
And what's the background to how sort of the idea came to being? Because it's a very direct way to be able to back an individual versus going through a charity, which is what some people might do.
So our CEO is a man called Alex Stephanie. And he did crowdfunding before for a business called Just Park. Mm. And I think that he felt like there was so much goodwill out there that we should really be using that same kind of technology to harness all of that good energy and help put it towards helping solve the homelessness problem. So he'd kind of personally seen homeless people who he'd like to help on the streets of London. So he kind of came up with this idea, spoke with lots of people who have really specialist knowledge in the homelessness services of London, and yeah, kind of co-created the model.
Do you think that Beam, is it set up as a charity? Are you a charity?
We are a registered charity, yeah, but we're also a social enterprise.
Do you think that, I know that the charity sector is struggling a bit now, isn't it, in terms of finding innovative ways to get people to donate and support. Do you think that actually getting really personal about the individuals that you're helping actually makes it easier to raise funds and get donations through this crowdsourcing?
Yeah, 100%. I think the fact that you can go on and read people's stories, see their photograph on our website, which is beam.org, and you can see exactly pound by pound what your donation's going to, because each campaign has a budget which breaks it down. So people feel, you know, that they can really trust where their money's going to and that it's being used efficiently. So definitely.
And Dakota, how has it felt for you? Because I mean, it's instead of you having working through a charity and maybe having to figure out your way through, this feels like a very bespoke, what exactly do you need to get from A to B? So can you tell us your story?
Okay. So what happened is that I was basically waiting to get my status sorted. So I was placed in hostel by my social worker, which is through the No Recourse to Public Funds team. And after I got my status, what happened was I was placed with another, it was a support worker actually, and she said to me, what would you like to do? And I was saying, like, you know, I was in Jamaica and I was actually in university looking forward to probably graduating in a few years, but things happened and I moved over here, and then it's like I'm stuck, can't do anything, but now I'm ready to be back on track. And I told her exactly, you know, my situation, and then she was like, you know, I've seen the potential in you, I really want to like help you. And she put me on a 4 days course, and then after, when I finished that 4 days course, she said to me, you know what, we've got like a charity that will help you to get back, would you like to go ahead with it? But then I saw like my photo, I had to go on the internet. I'm like, oh my God. But then I thought, you know, let me go for it. Mm-hmm. I put everything, the pride behind. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, let me go for it. And then I met with, they signed me up. Mm-hmm. Then I met with Anna, my caseworker. And then that's where we went from there. I told her what it is that I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And then my campaign was launched. It went live. And then she said to me, all right, then, you know, you can, this is where you can go to see what's happening. And then it was really like, I really enjoyed looking at it every morning or at nighttime, seeing how much has been raised for me to get in, get back into college and to help with childcare cost as well. And not only that, I was also, they also helped me to get like a laptop to do my coursework and things like that, and for travel. So it really helped, and it was.
And what are you studying?
Well, I've just graduated.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I did my City and Guild Level 3 Diploma in Health and Social Care and Adult Care. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what I did. And hopefully next year I'll be in university to study social work.
Great.
And so what is the what difference has going through the BEAM process had? Because, again, I come back to this point of most people, when they give to an organisation or a charity, they don't always know exactly who they're helping. But with this, if I'm donating, if I've got this right, I am donating to back you specifically to do your specific course. Is that right?
Well, to be honest, you can either, what some of the supporters will do is either they'll just direct support me, or they can spread that, whether £10 or £20, across to more than one members. So, and then they probably put like a nice little message, you know, to encourage.
Yeah.
And that usually helps. Mm. So.
And then do you, the people who have supported you then, do they get updates on people's journeys? Do they, you know, can they see your journey and celebrate your success with you?
Yes, because what BEAM does is like they've got where you give feedback. So you upload like your progress. So what I usually do is to put like my, if I'm in college, I just snap myself and I would just upload it onto the website and say, you know, thank you for this. And then you would have the supporters, they will come back and like comment as well and to say, oh, good to see that you're actually making progress, or you're back in work, college, you know. So
it's like, yes, having your own little fan club that are just totally rooting for you. That must be just really nice, you know, because it must be so hard coming over here, having been, you know, at university, having to start all that over again.
Yes.
Do you think that without the support you would have had the kind of the courage, the confidence, even the like the right headspace to continue studying?
To be honest, no. Because I would have had to, let's say, for example, now I'm actually in temporary accommodation and it's really expensive. So I would have had to use all that money that I would be working and, you know, whatever I'm getting to look to towards helping my daughter, myself, and to pay for rent. So I would not have been able to get back into college to kind of like start over again. No, I wouldn't.
And then you get stuck, I guess, right? Because then you're having to pay so much to live, just to survive. Yeah. And then you don't have any options to kind of lift yourself out of that and train.
Yeah. So that's where Beam, that's when they came in and they helped, so.
It's an amazing story. Thank you for sharing with us. And congratulations again.
Yeah, thank you.
Anna, it must be kind of amazing hearing stuff like that and realizing that that is exactly, you know, what Beam does. It breaks that cycle of, oh my gosh, the money comes in, it goes in the rent. There's nothing for me to train or develop with. What do you as an organization need in order to keep doing this for more people?
So our biggest thing is always donations. We just want more people to learn about the platform and come on and help the other people that we've got up there funding at the moment. And it's not only the donations, it's also the social support, I think, which is really important. So Dakota spoke about it a little bit, but it's really great for people who maybe haven't had such a great experience over the past few years or even up to, you know, for most of their life, and haven't felt like people are supporting them and are willing to help them out. Suddenly they have all these people who are not only willing to give money to them, but also leave them comments saying, I believe in you, and that they're going to follow up on your journey. Mm-hmm. And I just, yeah, I love the moment when someone puts up an update saying that they've graduated college or that they finished work, because you get 10, 20 comments from people saying basically, I knew you could do it, I'm so proud, congratulations. So it was just a really wonderful moment, yeah. So more people doing that, basically. Yeah.
We made a prediction at the beginning of the show that 2020 is going to be about kindness, because we spent the last 3 years at least in a period of people being quite mean to each other and quite hurtful. And you saying that, that feels like it's almost just, it's a microcosm of people realising that we can use our words to be supportive and be encouraging and to help people to move into the next phase of their life. Can you share some of the other case studies and stories of people that are on the platform, just to give us a sense of where people have come from and the sorts of things they want to do?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's been hugely varied, the people who've come on. So we've done everything from kind of construction to dental nursing to beauticians. Someone I'm just thinking of at the moment is we had a couple of people who are refugees who have come over and they're qualified doctors, but they want to practice in this country, which means they have to pass a specific language test and register with the GMC. So we actually fundraised for the training and the lessons that would help them pass that test, which is, yeah, it was a really kind of great one to put up there, because it's, you know, quite an unusual use of the crowdfunding platform, I think. Mm-hmm. But then we've got people as well doing like beautician training, or somebody else who was a single mom did a level 3 beauty therapy course through us and is now working for a great salon in London. And actually they loved her so much that they're now willing to interview any other Beam trainees that do that same course, because she was such a great role model. So it's really rewarding as well that the community kind of builds out between the members. Mm-hmm. So people will recommend each other or give each other advice, which is really lovely.
I love that. If people are listening to this and thinking, I want to get involved, I want to support this, where can they find out more?
Going to our website, which is www.beam.org. And there you can see all the campaigns we've got at the moment. Plus, you can see all the ones that have already funded. We've also got a little campaign news timeline up there, which is the kind of updates that Dakota was speaking about.
Brilliant. Anna, Dakota, thank you so much for coming in. It was fantastic to hear your stories, and you're doing incredible work. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us. 1, 2, 3, 4!
This has been the Badass Women's Hour podcast with me, Harriet Minter, Natalie Campbell, and Emma Sexton. If you want to hear more from us, you can come follow us on social media at Badass Women's Hour, HR, or leave us a review and tell us how much you love us. We really need to feel the love. 5 stars should do it.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.